We are now going to go to Nancy Finley. Nancy wrote a terrific book, and it's called Finley Ball, How Two Outsiders Turned the Oakland A's into a Dynasty and Changed the Game Forever. The daughter of Carl Finley, the cousin of Charlie Finley. And Nancy, you saw some amazing things growing up.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, very good. I must say, I always tell the fans, if I could just pick up a book at any part and start reading it and find it interesting, I like that. And this is one of those books that the anecdotes just never stop.
Thank you.
And the one, of course, you are firsthand knowledge to a lot of them. And just give the relationship between your dad and Charlie Finley and how this thing came about.
Well, they were partners. They were partners in the sense that Dad ran everything on site physically while Charlie was running his insurance office. And it came about because Charlie made enough money to buy his dream, which was a Major League Baseball team. And Dad, as a high school principal in Dallas, had a lot of business acumen and degrees to go with it. And Charlie started romancing Dad to quit what he was doing and join the baseball team. So you had people who didn't have any background in baseball. And Dad finally quit and just thought, well, we'll just see where it goes. Dad never gave a reason for leaving the high school. He figured he might need to come back.
Right. So just didn't show up one day and said, absent, and there he went.
Well, he gave his resignation, but didn't say why.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I heard this. I heard this from his students when they had a reunion. They were looking for him.
Funny. All right, but now Dad is Charlie Finley, Carl Finley. Obviously, Nancy is Carl's daughter. Mm-hmm. They come to Oakland from Kansas City, and I remember reading about it in those days. Ernest Mehl, M-E-H-L, the Poison Pen sports writer, got into it with Charlie, and that was one of the reasons he left Kansas City.
Oh, I would say the main reason, because the criticism wouldn't let up. Mel kept writing that we wanted to leave, we didn't like the fans. None of that was true. Charlie had put $500,000 of his own money into renovating the stadium that he didn't even own, the summer of 61. So I always say, August 61 is when Mel found out he wasn't going to continue being on payroll like he had been with Johnson, the previous owner. And that's when the negative press started.
All right. Hey, what are some of your favorite stories from this era once they're here in Oakland? And let's start with hiring Billy Martin. How did that come about in 1980?
Dad arranged that at the 79 owners meeting, which ironically was in Kansas City. And Charlie stopped going to those meetings in 75. So Dad represented the A's, and Dad arranged to hire Billy from New York, and had always liked Billy. And interesting, because we went up against the team in 72, in the playoffs, I believe it was 72, where Billy was a manager. But Dad always liked Billy, and he came on. I remember Dad telling me, Billy Martin is coming to work for us, and he is with a lady who's 16, and her name is Heather. And I was a little bit older than 16, and I remember being really curious to meet this Heather.
Wow. All right. The stories of Billy Martin. All right. So what are some of your other – now, you're just a kid growing up in these days.
And, yes.
But the interesting thing is, and I know people who were here and read about the success that they had, that Carl Finley was, you know, the guy actually running the whole operation. As you said, Charlie was out there, and that was your father. And he never quite got the recognition that he deserved.
He didn't go after it, and I used to wonder why. Dad wanted Charlie to feel good. That Dad's priority was keep Charlie happy, and but also make sure Charlie says what he should to the press. And Dad wanted to make sure Charlie was in the limelight. That made Charlie happy. Dad did not need that. But at the same time, people out here knew to call Dad when they needed something. And it was a symbiotic relationship. Charlie didn't go through with any ideas without bouncing them off Dad. Mm. And the same thing, Dad is the one who suggested they hire Stanley Burrell, later MC Hammer. Dad is the one who suggested Debbie Sivier have a job, later Mrs. Fields.
Right.
I started working with her sister, actually helping in the office after school.
Interesting. All right, yes. Nancy Finley is with us. The book is Finley Ball. It's a lot of fun to look at that colorful era of baseball, but through your eyes and through your dad's eyes, and it gives a different take to the story. A favorite story for you that you can share with us about why someone should get this book and learn something?
To remember what we did with three World Series in a row and the fact that we reached that climate, that's a dynasty, and we came very close to a fourth. We made it to 75. I remember helping to sell those tickets. And 71, we made it to those playoffs, and that's when it hit us that, wow, we're good. It was full of nonstop excitement from the first time I moved out here, finding out what the Black Panthers were with Huey Newton as our neighbor, and not really understanding how serious that was and watching everyone run around. It was just nonstop and very fun. The Coliseum is my home.
Well, you tell the story beautifully in the book, and I think it's a lot of fun. Like I say, you know, I get a lot of books in the mail, and we have authors on all the time, and I like to be able to pick up a book in the middle and just start reading it. And and this is one you can do it. So very well. I'm glad you got it done. You can get it at all sorts of outlets here. Finley Ball by Nancy Finley, Finley. And
I
say, it's anecdotal, which makes it really easy to read. And if you follow the history of the A's through the Finley era, you're going to learn a lot. So, Nancy, congratulations. I'm glad you're on.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Okay, thank you, Nancy. All right. That is the book, Raf, It's a Good One. I'm holding up for Raf to see. We didn't do any Periscope today. Yeah, we didn't do any of that today. All right, we'll have to do that tomorrow morning.